Nobody's talking? I got cut off. Nobody's talking?
Unmute Bert. I unmute Bert.
Unmute Bert. Okay.
Yes, Faith.
Now we're what? And nobody can talk unless they stay on the topic, which is. There's no Bert here, sir.
Yeah,
he's on mute.
Bob, you're still muted. Can you hear me?
Hey.
So Bert, I'm trying to tell people. We're trying to describe that moment where you give up. Then you got to negotiate what you're going to say to your employer and all these things. How do you got any advice on that, Bert?
That's not the question, Bob. That's not the question. The question is, we've been saying a bunch of words, a bunch of words.
Yeah.
It's all been surrounding about. It's been surrounding about Bert, and so now he gets a chance to have some words based on this conversation, which has been.
I let you say a bunch of words, but I wasn't fooled by it. You were just distracting. We got to get back to this problem of what someone does.
I am interrupting because the thing that you're asking him to explain would be explained with him answering these first parts of the question. Then he'd go acquiesce right into what this part that you're asking for of the how-to. We got this. We've done this, Bob. We got this. We can.
No, I say this. Bert doesn't know what to say.
That's
nobody knows how to answer this point I'm presenting.
Perfect. That's perfect. That's exactly right. And nobody will hear it, even if he says the right words, until we lay a foundation of what's happened to him so far, so then he can recognize this process, and then he'll know that point when he's like, oh, my God, was it the frogs? Was it the angels?
See, there you are, talking.
Yeah. So let Bert talk. Tell us about what you know.
Okay, Ion, that's a very broad statement, what I know. Ion has always given me clues when I engage them. And one of the clues that I just tuned into this week is to pay attention of what I'm doing around my house. And what I'm doing around my house is that I am directing the angelic force to control things around my house. I've been ignoring them, but just this week.
Been trying to, but it hasn't been going so good, has it?
No. And it made me freeze when I realized what was going on when Ian told me that, but it's very subtle of what you should do. Mm-hmm. With this, and it all goes back to doing the keys in the airs and then going about your day autonomically.
Okay.
And,
that's a lot of words, and Bob, hold on. That's a lot of words, and Bob, we know exactly what you're talking about. Bob doesn't have a clue. He's like, nope, you're just fluffing. You're just fluffing, Bert. You're just fluffing. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just saying a bunch of words. You're just fluffing.
Okay.
So let's break that down just a little bit. The first level or tier, when you started having interaction, when you were changing things and doing a different job and having the shuffle, and you started arguing because you wanted to do this and you didn't want to do that, you wanted this experience, not that experience, and you wanted to have some latitude, freedom to do what you wanted to do, and all of a sudden, poof, that just worked out for you. And there's not really anything you think that you did other than sort of show up. But all those steps were directed, meaning your steps were ordered. And now you look at it and go, oh, yeah, that is what happened. That's fine. But it doesn't make any difference. That doesn't matter. That's fine. Nobody cares. It's good. You charmed motherfucker. You got it. Good for you. But that's not what this is about. That's not what Bob is asking. Then what happened is you started seeing the fight with your meat sack body. A fight. We said, well, we're going to do this. No, Ion, I don't want that. You know, go back. Replay that marvelous bean footage of what I don't want. Tell me again what you don't want. Because that's exactly what you got. And now you ain't fighting no more. We're glad. That's good for you. That's a good sign. It's good. Because now what's happened is you are, you're more readied for joyful obedience. And the obedience has to do with your classic training of, angel directing, basically. You're able to very, what do you call it when you're disciplined? Disciplined. You become very disciplined in handling angels. What's the movie, How to Train Your Dragon? Kind of like that. Kind of stupid.
Okay.
Basically, you're good, you're better at training your dragon. Because the reason this is important, because remember how we talk about King David, how he already whooped the lion, he whooped the bear, and that's why he's able, when it come along in the time of trouble, he'd say, send me, Lord, send me. I'm ready. I know who I am, I know where I'm going, and I know how this works. I got this. Step back, God, I got this. I'll run this ship. And the next thing you know, you can, because you're conditioned, prepared, and able. So, now, that's the first tier. Then you started noticing that you had environments around you, like you have a family. And you found out in about 1 second that family could be completely removed from your world. Did you acknowledge that?
Yes. Yes.
And you'd be all right with that. I know. But
some have
already. That's okay. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Because the thing that sustains you is more than they were. The thing that sustains you is more than the sum total of all of them were.
Right. Right.
And that's the point. You hadn't said one
word
about
that. What family was this, Bert? What family? Whose family?
My family here and my family in the States.
What about them? They're going to be wiped out?
Well, some of them are gone.
Right.
Some of them are gone.
So, and Ian's talking about a few years ago?
Just probably in the last three.
Mm-hmm.
And you learned that your family was dying?
Yes.
So what's Ian saying about that right now?
That conditioned response, he's accepted. He gets it. That's a point. Point of order.
There's no reaction, Bob. No reaction.
Just no reaction. No reaction. Mm-hmm. Because the good news is he realizes that if he's good in his process, he could actually bring them back. Damn, we've had Lazarus projects. That's no big deal. You don't always get back what you want left, but we can bring it back if that's what he wants to do. But first thing is that's another level. His meat sack body has changed. He didn't want that. He got that. Now he's good. And then we showed him, even with his great big old monstrous lumbering body, that he can run like a fucking gazelle. He can't do that. That's why he didn't want to be all sluggish. Bob, he was so big that he felt like he was like a bear. You know, they can't move, you can't get up, and you feel all this toting, all this weight around. But instead what's happened, he's become light on his feet with all this extra mass. Can't do that. That's the reason he didn't want to be big. He used to be big, remember? And he didn't want to be big again because he's just like, he's worthless. He's like, ugh, I don't feel good. I'm all just full of myself. But here, that's not been his experience at all. So he's given up on that. You hear that word again. And he's like, okay, Ion, I'm just going to go with it. And so far, he does. Okay. Now you take it to another level. Another level is that he's starting to notice that his environment is drawing other beings and other things to him. None of these, every bit of this would scare poor Madeline to death, although she does it too. But it's not quite so tactile. Okay. Bert gets in her face, literally, and he goes at it because he'd be like, nope, here we go. Now, not to say we can't stir him. We can stir him, but that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to build him into a level to where his power is sustainable and full. Do you not understand what that means?
Look, you've been talking to Bert and about Bert for 3 or 4 years. I'm sick of it. We're not talking to him. Bert's irrelevant. He's off in his own world. What's he got to do with anybody else?
Example.
So let's have someone. No, he's an example. I don't know what he's an example of, but he's just going through a lot of shit that you keep repeating about endlessly about what Bert. We know what Bert's been through. I don't know what he's like now or what he does.
Then what's the question? But that's what you're asking the question right here, right now. Of what is he doing? If he's number one, what is he doing? What is he seeing? What is he touching? What's happening?
I know, it's all personal. What
is he
doing? It's all very personal.
It's called ascension.
We got here, Darius.
Personal ascension.
You tell
Darius,
Darius is a young kid who doesn't know fucking anything. Bert, you tell him how to start ascending right now. See, I just unmuted him.
Hello,
Darius. Darius.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Darius.
So tell him, Bert.
Are you listening to the archive?
I am when I can. I work a lot, but I've been listening to them more and more lately.
Do you have a chance? Have you listened to the Revelation series?
I've listened to some of it after by the rest.
Some of it? Which parts? You should be listening to all of it.
Last chapter and the supplement for the last chapter.
Have you listened to the free parts that are on Iron and Bob? You should go through all of it. There's so many stages in the Revelation series that you can never get too much of that. That's one, and then listening to the archives, because there's so many clues to put your individual piece of puzzle of your individual ascension of what you want to do or what you are, not what you want to do, it's what you are, is what I've found from listening to the archives. So, and whatever you're interested in, as far as your interests, I think you're interested in music, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I dabble here and there.
Yeah. But you need to find a ramp for what you're currently interested in the archives, because there's so many clues to help you build on what you are, who you are. But the Revelation series is very, 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 very key, because it's letting you know what you're swimming in, because you're swimming in a world that hasn't been opened up ever. And it's coming more and more every moon cycle. Every moon cycle, that world is coming upon, and you know, there are dead people walking around. Do you aware of that?
Yeah, I've been listening to the last couple of shows. You guys have talked about that quite a lot, going over the Egyptian Book of the Dead and all that.
Right. Well, the Egyptian Book of the Dead will help you deal with that, but the Revelation series is very key, because there are elements in there. I mean, yes, you can go to chapter 23. That's something that you could always go on going, but you want to get probably some background on how it leads up to chapter 23. But the airs and the keys are very important. Very important. It should be like washing your face every
Bert,
day.
You're telling him to listen to my show, my archives. That's all you're doing.
Yes.
You tell him, start listening.
Yes.
More.
Start listening.
Do more.
And finding connections to what you are. My connection, talk about me, is that I was an athlete, a jock. I'm no longer a jock. Now from studying Bob's material, I can read intellectual things, but get a Bob overview. And then Ion is the overlay of all of that. And one thing that I found from Ion is I was interested in the body and health and medicine, like with Dr. Dean. And that was my ramp. So those are the things that I hear. But the first thing that I ever heard from Ion was when they were on cash flow, is they kept recommending to get the Revelation series and how it would change your life. That's why I'm emphasizing to listen to the Revelations, but listen to the archive. And as any archive, and I would personally be a lot more selective in going from day one and going all the way to present, but you probably won't have a lot of timing on your hands to do that, but you need to get you listen to Bob's show, Dr. Dean's show as well, because the self-help health program is very important, especially now. Because one thing that Ion told me, and when they talk to me, they're beating me up, but they're giving me clues, and you need to get your clues. And one thing is that ascension, we're going through something. It's not like you're going to buy a ticket, go, you know, watch this. We are going through ascension, and Ion has laid it out. Bob just did like 2 hours or how many hours, what they just did of peeling the onion. we're at that point now. We're going through something right now. We're being changed right now because of the new environment. Ion said last week that, well, they said a couple weeks ago that Fukushima is going to the center of the earth, but there was a new thing they opened up last week is that the miners are going to open something up that's going to come outside of the earth, and we are already in that. I'm like in a triangulated position where I live right now here in Switzerland. I have three nuclear power plants around me. And two years ago, because they knew something, they felt something leaked, they sent all the citizens like some special tablets to take because of radiation poison. So the authorities or whatever you want to call them are very aware that the environment is changing, but all this kookiness is going on in the news. No one's going to listen and pay attention anyway. So my advice for you as Ascension is to find the link and listen to the archives. That should be the most important thing for you. Because the sports, the entertainment, all that shit is fucking delusion. Unless Ion tells you to watch a show, then you pay attention to get your clue of find out who you are. Because all this other entertainment and shit is fucking bullshit. It's bullshit, and it is not going to lead you nowhere but into being stuck like everyone else. Because you already see that a lot of young people probably your age are doing this climate thing, and they'll be the first ones to go.
Yeah.
You know? Because they're not tuned in to what's going on here. This is entertainment. This is education. This is everything that you would need to find out who you are, because everything that you've done up before coming here was a fucking lie. Straight up. Church told you to believe in a God. You know, there's the only God it is, the one you see in the mirror. So that's why I dive into the archives. You cannot listen to too much Revelations. I'm listening to Revelations now. I'm on supplement B, and I went all the way through. I go all the way through in between listening to everything else because that's important to me to get this because this is new. This is not like, you know, you can go to the supermarket and buy this. You got to put some energy in and do it, and then it'll come to you because it's a new environment.
All right.
Do you have any questions?
No, it makes sense.
No, this should be the most important thing. Being here, talking to Bob and Ion and Dr. Dean should be the most important thing in your life, if you want to have a life. That's my thing. I have a bias. That's my bias. But listening to the archives, tuning in here should be the most important thing. Anything on television, even the impeachment, all that shit, I tune in here to see what Ion and Bob are saying about that. Fuck what they're saying on the news because it's like Looney Tune cartoons. The shit that's on the news now is like Looney Tune cartoons. And I'm in Europe. I can imagine how crazy it is in the States with the television, the different news stations listening to that bullshit. But this is the most important place that you should be, this space right here that you're talking to me in.
Okay.
From my standpoint, that's my bias. That's my bias. But I've been jamming with Bob since 2013 on this show, thanks to Madeline opening it up on the weekend in September 2013. So I'm coming up on 7 years of dancing with Bob and Ion. It's important, and it's almost. And, you know, fuck your friends because, you know, most people are fair-weather friends because they're trying to figure themselves out because all the shit that we've been exposed to is a lie. And only here can you get your navigation system to try to figure out who you are. Because everything, like I said, everything that you've known from the time you became aware up to before you came here is a fucking lie. There's nothing you can stand on. That's why Bob's chart is important, and I just heard that this week, is that Bob's chart is a guideline of everything that's fucked up, not perfect. That's why the tiny note chart is important. Now, a lot of people get bored with it, but if you look into that and look at all those angles, you can see everything that you've been exposed to from kindergarten So like I said, before you started engaging the item, Bob, of what you were thrown off on, every quadrant, everything, it's all in there. But it's a new science. Like, this is a new science, but it's not the kind of science where you have to put on a lab coat and get a grant.
Yeah.